Face-to-Face Pre-Intermediate by Chris Redstone and Julie Cunningham. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Recording 5.1.
Today my guest is Dr. Dylan Evans, Head of the Robotics Department at the University of the West of England. Welcome to the programme, Dylan.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, what kind of things can robots do now?
Well, today robots can't do very much. They can build cars and other machines very quickly, but they can't move around easily.
And what will robots be able to do in 5 or 10 years' time?
By 2020, robots will be able to learn a language, recognise your face, and understand what you say. They'll also be able to walk and run just like humans.
Really?
Yes, but they won't be able to do more complicated things like play football. That won't happen for another 20 or 30 years. But by 2050, a team of robots might win the World Cup.
That is an interesting thought. And what about at home? Will a lot of people have robots in their houses?
Oh, yes, I think so. In 2020, most homes in Japan will have 2 or 3 domestic robots. Old people will have robot friends to look after them, and rich people will have lots of robot servants.
Oh, that's amazing. What will these domestic robots be able to do?
They'll be able to do the housework, clean the carpets, and even feed the cat. They'll also be able to talk to other machines in your house, like your computer and your fridge. But they won't look like humans. They'll still look like machines.
So, will robots ever be able to think like humans?
Yes, definitely. There will certainly be intelligent robots before the end of the century.
And finally, do you think robots will take over the world, like in the movies?
No, I don't think so. Humans and robots will have to work together, because they'll need each other.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Dylan Evans.
Recording 5.2. 1.
I stay. I'll stay.
2.
You have. You'll have.
3.
We go. We'll go.
4.
They have. They'll have.
5.
I want. I won't.
Recording 5.3.
I'll stay at home all day.
They'll have their own lives. We have 2 children.
I'll speak English fluently.
We won't be in England.
I want to have children.
Recording 5.4. 1.
In 2020, well, I'll probably be married. And I want to have children, but I only want girls. I don't like boys very much, they're stupid. My husband will go out to work, and I'll stay at home all day and watch TV, and we'll have lots of horses.
2.
Well, we won't be in England, that's for sure. In 2020, we'll have a house somewhere hot, like Spain or France. We have 2 children, you see, so we can't move now. But they'll have their own lives by then, so we'll be able to live wherever we want.
3.
At the moment, I'm doing a degree in engineering, so in 2020, I'll probably be an engineer for a big company or something like that. Or I might be a teacher, but at a university, not a school. And maybe I'll speak English fluently by then.
4.
Well, I'll be 67, so I'll be a bit fatter, perhaps, and I won't have much hair.
I think I'll be old and grey.
I'll probably look like my mother.
You look like your mother now.
Hey! Oh, and I'll have a new husband too.
Recording 5.5.
I'll stay at home all day. We'll have lots of horses.
They'll have their own lives. We'll be able to live wherever we want.
I might be a teacher.
We won't be in England. I won't have much hair.
Recording 5.6.
I'm going to retire next year. I'm looking forward to spending more time doing the things I enjoy. And I'm thinking of doing a degree in history of art.
I'm planning to retire early, before I'm 50. I'm not going to work after that. Then I'd like to go and live abroad.
We're going to drive around Australia. We're hoping to spend about a year travelling, and we're really looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll have a great time.
Recording 5.7. 1.
We're going to buy a camper van and drive across the desert. Kelly's thinking of writing a book about our journey, and I'm going to take lots of photographs.
2.
I'm also hoping to learn Italian. I'd like to go to Italy one day and visit all their wonderful art galleries. And I'm looking forward to spending more time with my grandchildren.
3.
I'm planning to go and live somewhere hot, like the Caribbean. I'm really looking forward to spending every day at the beach and getting a suntan, and I'd like to learn how to dive.
Recording 5.8.
Buy a camper van. We're going to buy a camper van. Thinking of writing a book. Kelly's thinking of writing a book. Take lots of photographs. I'm going to take lots of photographs.
Learn Italian. I'm hoping to learn Italian. Go to Italy. I'd like to go to Italy. Spending more time with my grandchildren. I'm looking forward to spending more time with my grandchildren.
Recording 5.9.
I'm going to retire next year.
We're going to drive around Australia.
Recording 5.10. 1.
I'm not going to work after that.
2.
We're going to buy a camper van.
3.
I'm going to write a book.
4.
When are you going to retire?
5.
He's going to live abroad.
6.
We're going to have a great time.
Recording 5.11.
You're listening to Talk Talk with Martina Webb and me, Gary Baker.
Welcome back.
Now, joining Martina and me in the studio is Anthony Schuster, who's written a new book on Mars called The Red Planet. Welcome to Talk Talk, Anthony.
Thank you.
Firstly, what's the weather like on Mars?
Well, Earth is about 78 million kilometres nearer the Sun than Mars, and so Mars is much colder than here. Actually, the average temperature on Mars is minus 55 degrees.
So, you need to take a jumper then?
Yes, probably.
Is Mars bigger than Earth?
No, it's a lot smaller, and there's no oxygen on Mars, of course.
So, does that mean there's no life there either?
No, not necessarily. In the 1970s, scientists thought there was no life there, but now they think differently.
Why's that?
Well, photographs taken by the European Space Agency in 2004 show that there is definitely water on Mars. And where there's water, there's probably life.
But we're not talking about little green men, are we?
No, we're not. As I said, scientists now think that there might be life on Mars, but it will be very small organisms like bacteria, not aliens or spacemen.
And will we ever see people walking on Mars, do you think?
Oh, yes, I think so. The Americans and Europeans are talking about the Aurora program, which is hoping to fly people to Mars before 2030.
So in 50 years, there'll probably be a McDonald's on Mars?
Yes, maybe.
Thanks for talking to us, Anthony.
My pleasure.
On the subject of space, a new exhibition opened in London yesterday, which has caused...
Recording 5.12.
Okay, everyone. Shall we start? Okay, we haven't got long, so let's decide who does what. Who's going to organise the tickets?
I'll do that. How many do you think we'll need?
Oh, about 100.
Fine. Shall I make some posters too?
Yes, that'd be great. Where shall we put them?
Well, we can put them up in all the offices... And maybe in some local pubs.
Yes, that's a good idea. Can I give you a hand with that?
Great, thanks a lot.
Fine, right. And we need lots of tables and chairs. Ray, will you organise that?
Yes, of course. I know someone who does weddings. I'll ask him.
Great. And what about the food and drink?
I'll do all the food. We don't want Ray to do it. Everyone will be ill.
Hey!
Kim, could you give me a hand with the shopping?
Sure. Just tell me when you want to do it.
OK. What else? What about music?
Why don't we ask Steve? He's in a really good jazz band. They could play while people are eating.
Yes, why not? Oh, but remember, we can't pay anyone. It's for charity. Right. Anything else?
Who's going to write the questions?
Ah, yes. Can you do that, Ray?
Sure, no problem. I've got lots of general knowledge books at home, and I love quizzes.
I'll help you if you like.
No, don't worry. Thanks anyway.
Right. That's it. Thanks for coming, everyone.
Just one more question, Alex.
What's that?
What are you going to do?
Ah, well, someone has to be the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Recording 5.13.
Shall I make some posters? Can I give you a hand? I'll help you if you like.
Yes, that'd be great. Great, thanks a lot. Yes, why not? No, don't worry. Thanks anyway.
Will you organise that? Could you give me a hand? Can you do that?
Shall we start? Let's decide who does what. Why don't we ask Steve?
Recording 5.14.
Shall we put some posters up in the library?
Yes, why not?
And why don't we tell the local paper about the event?
That's a good idea. Could you organise that?
Yes, of course. I'll call them tomorrow.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Steve, can you play at our charity event?
Yes, of course. Shall I bring some CDs too?
Yes, that'd be great. Thanks.
Can I give you a hand with anything else?
No, don't worry. Thanks anyway.
Right. Let's choose some CDs.
Recording 5.15.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. 10. Ground control 9, to Major Tom. 8, 7. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be lift with off. You.
Recording 6.1.
Tom's easier to live with than Harry.
He's a lot noisier than Tom.
He's more aggressive than Tom.
He's much harder to live with.
He's also a bit more patient.
Harry isn't as considerate as Tom.
Harry isn't as happy as Tom.
Tom's as intelligent as Harry.
Recording 6.2.
Hello, Dom.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, thanks. But I don't know anyone here, apart from you, Jake and Diana.
Well, who do you want to know about?
Who's the woman in the red dress?
Ah, that's Naomi. She's Diana's best friend from university.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is. And she's the happiest person I know.
Really?
And she's married. That's her husband next to her, the one in the blue suit. His name's Eric. He's a colleague of Jake's.
What's he like?
Actually, he's the most boring person I've ever met in my life. All he talks about is work, work, work.
And he's got the worst haircut ever.
Yes, you're right. Why she married him, I'll never know.
Who's he talking to?
Oh, that's Aunt Harriet. She's our richest relative. It's quite sad, really. She never got married, because she thought men only wanted her for her money.
Oh.
No one knows how much she has, but she's got the biggest house you've ever seen, and she lives there on her own. She's a bit strange.
Yes, she looks it.
And the guy talking to my brother is Rupert. He's Jake's best friend. Do you know a place called the Bug Bar in Market Street?
Yes, I've been there once or twice.
Well, he owns it. Apparently it's the most popular bar in town at the moment. We have to queue to get in.
Oh, look, someone's waving at you.
Oh, no. It's my least favourite relative. Hello, Uncle Patrick. How are you? That's my great-uncle Patrick. He's 90 next birthday.
Wow. He doesn't look that old.
Yes, well, he's married to a much younger woman. She's only 76. Anyway, come with me and I'll introduce you to Naomi's sister. I don't think she's married.
Recording 6.3.
She's the happiest person I know. He's the most boring person I've ever met. He's got the worst haircut here. She's got the biggest house you've ever seen. He's Jake's best friend. It's the most popular bar in town. He's my least favourite relative.
Recording 6.4.
Employed. Unemployed.
Reliable. Unreliable.
Intelligent. Unintelligent.
Ambitious. Unambitious.
Friendly. Unfriendly.
Healthy. Unhealthy.
Considerate. Inconsiderate.
Patient. Impatient.
Mature. Immature.
Honest. Dishonest.
Recording 6.5.
Hello, Lydia. What happened at the bank this afternoon?
Bank managers. They're all idiots.
Oh, dear. We can't borrow any more money. Is that what you're saying?
Of course that's what I'm saying. Oh. And if we don't start paying them back soon, they're going to close this restaurant.
Oh, no. They can't do that.
Yes, they can. And they will in 2 weeks.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, Darren.
How did it go at the bank?
Oh, don't ask.
Don't worry. Things will get better. And soon.
I hope so. How many customers have we got in today?
Six.
Six? Is that all? I bet the Angel has more than six customers.
Yes, it's full. I walked past a few minutes ago. There were people waiting outside.
Oh, dear. If we don't get our customers back, we're going to have to close the restaurant.
That won't happen, Mum. I promise you.
Darren, these are for table two. And they want a bottle of house red. Come on, hurry up. We still have some people to look after.
Okay, I'm going.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Trudy. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Hey, guess what? I've got a job.
For how long, we wonder?
Well done, darling. What kind of job is it?
I'm a waitress at that new restaurant down the street.
What? You mean the Angel?
Yeah, that's right. I'm starting on Monday.
But if you want to be a waitress, why don't you work here?
Because you haven't got any customers, that's why. And anyway, I live with you people. I don't want to work with you as well. I have to go. Bye!
I don't believe it. That woman!
Calm down. At least she's got a job.
Not her. Eve King. The woman at the Angel. How could she take my daughter away from me?
Yes, I know. But what can you do?
I'll show you what I can do.
Lydia? Lydia? Where are you going?
Recording 6.6.
Hello, darling. You okay?
Hi, Kathy. Yeah, fine.
Darren, I'm worried. Elizabeth's not very well.
Oh, dear.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Having a break.
You going out?
Yeah. See my cigarettes?
Over there on the table. Where are you going anyway?
Out. And where's my lighter?
On the table. Darren, what's going on?
I've got some things to do, that's all.
You never spend time with us anymore.
See you later, Kathy. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Elizabeth. I'm so sorry your dad's not here with us, but I am. I'll always be here for you. Now, do you want to play with your toys? Do you?
And here's your receipt.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks very much. Come again.
Thank you.
Good night. Right, that's the last customer. How much have we made tonight? £126. Oh, dear. Sorry, we're closed. Oh, it's you, Darren. Where did you go?
Out. Had things to do.
But we had customers.
Thought you could look after them. There were only six. Where's Mum?
She's, I don't know. Oh, there you are, Lydia. Where have you been?
Went for a walk. Needed some time to think. Is Trudy home?
Yes, in her room.
Oh, good. Now, I think we all need to talk about things. Darren, can you go and get...
Sorry, we're... Oh, my...
Nick!
Hi, everyone. How's business?
Nick, darling! I can't believe it's you.
Where have you been? Why didn't you call?
And why have you come back?
There's only one reason I'm back.
What's that, son?
To see my daughter.
Your daughter?
Yes, Elizabeth. She's my daughter, not Darren's. Ask Kathy. She'll tell you. I'm Elizabeth's father.
What?
What's happening outside?
There's a fire down the street. A restaurant, I think. It looked quite bad, too. So, how is everyone?
Recording 6.7. 1.
I'm afraid he's taken the afternoon off.
2.
Can I take a message?
3.
Shall I tell him you called?
4.
Hold the line, please. I'll put you through.
5.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting.
6.
Would you like to leave a message?
Recording 6.8. 1.
Good afternoon. Acton Film Centre. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I speak to Peter Parker, please?
I'm afraid he's taken the afternoon off. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Could you ask him to phone me tomorrow? My name's Jim Moore. He can ring me at the office.
Yes, of course.
Actually, don't worry. I'll call him on his mobile. Thanks anyway. Bye.
Goodbye.
2.
Hello.
Hi, Claire. It's Jim. Is Peter there, please?
No, he isn't. He's at work.
Oh, OK. He wasn't in his office. Oh, well.
Have you tried his mobile?
Yes, there was no answer, but I left a message.
Oh, OK. Shall I tell him you called?
Yes, thanks. And can you ask him to call me back? I need to talk to him about our golf weekend.
Sure.
He can get me on my mobile. Or he can call me at home this evening.
OK, I'll tell him. Bye, Jim.
Bye, Claire.
3.
Good afternoon. RTL Limited. Can I help you?
Hello. Could I speak to Jim Moore, please?
Hold the line, please. I'll put you through. I'm sorry, he's in a meeting. Would you like to leave a message?
No. Just tell him Peter Parker called. I'll call back later.
OK. I'll give him the message. Goodbye.
Bye.
Recording 6.9.
Can I speak to Peter Parker, please?
Is Peter there, please?
Could I speak to Jim Moore, please?
Could you ask him to phone me tomorrow?
Can you ask him to call me back?
Just tell him Peter called.
He can ring me at the office.
He can get me on my mobile.
He can call me at home this evening.
Recording 6.10.
Hello, Jim Moore.
Hello, Jim. It's Peter. I got your message.
At last. Where are you? Your receptionist thinks you're at home, and your wife thinks you're at work.
Well, you see, I'm...
Are you on a golf course?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to get a bit of practice before our golf weekend.
Peter, you should be at work, not playing golf.
But I'm going to beat you this time. You just wait.
Well, we'll see at the weekend.
Anyway, what did you want to talk to me about?
I just wanted to check that you've booked the hotel for Saturday night.
Of course.
Fine. What time do you think we should leave?
Recording 6.11. 1.
Okay, I have a question for you. What are your top 5 films of all time, Phil?
Oh, Natalie, that's really hard. Well, The Godfather is brilliant. I thought The Lord of the Rings was fantastic, and I loved the first Terminator film. Star Wars, of course. That's 4. Well, I'm not sure if it's one of my favourites, but have you seen a film called The Others?
No, I haven't. Is it any good?
Yes, it's excellent. I saw it on DVD on Saturday. It's quite frightening in places, but the plot's really good, very original.
What kind of film is it? Is it a horror film? Because I don't like those.
Don't you? Oh, I do. But no, it's a thriller.
Who's in it?
Nicole Kidman. She's very good. And the children are excellent too, especially the little boy. So what kind of films do you like?
Romantic comedies, love stories, you know, Bridget Jones, Sleepless in Seattle, films with Meg Ryan in, I like those.
Oh, I don't. What about sci-fi or action films? They sometimes have a bit of romance in them. The Matrix, for example, I enjoyed that.
Yes, it was okay. Keanu Reeves was very good and I loved his coat. But the film was very long, over 2 hours.
That's nothing. Just think of Titanic. That's one of your romantic films and it was over 3 hours long. And we all knew what was going to happen in the end anyway. I never want to see that again.
No. Neither do I. It was so sad. I cried when he died and my eyes were really red when I left the cinema. It was really embarrassing.
Yes, I can imagine. So, what are your top 5 films of all time, then?
Oh, let me see. Of course, there's...
2.
Right, good afternoon, James. Thank you for coming. Have you come far?
No, only from Wimbledon.
Okay. Well, I see from your CV that you have some experience of working for a newspaper.
Yes, that's right. When I finished my degree, I decided to go abroad, and I spent 9 months with a newspaper called Business Today in Moscow.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why Moscow?
Well, I went to the Czech Republic first, just for a holiday, and then to Russia. Mm. I was having such a great time in Moscow, I decided to look for a job there. And my experience with Business Today was really good.
Yes, I've had a letter from your old boss. So, can you speak Russian fluently?
Well, I had to learn quite quickly. When I first arrived, I couldn't say anything. Oh. Then, when I went for the interview and got the job, the company offered me classes, so now I speak Russian quite well.
Mm. Did you have to travel a lot for your job with the paper?
No, not really. I'd be very happy to travel in the future.
Okay, that's good to know. Have you ever worked for a British newspaper?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so why do you think you are the best person for this job?
Well, my degree was in journalism. I speak 2 foreign languages, which your advert asked for, and as a journalist you have to be organised and friendly, which I think I am.
And, you know, you have to be a little bit aggressive too sometimes. Do you have anything you'd like to ask us about the job?
Yes. Will there be on-the-job training? And are there opportunities for promotion?
Yes to both questions. There is always training for new employees, and the flexible hours means that you can do other training courses after work. As for promotion, well, I started in your position, and look at me now.
Recording 7.1.
Did you see that programme on BBC One last night? It was called 50 Places to Go Before You Die.
No, I didn't. Sounds interesting.
Yes, it was.
So, what was number one?
Number one was the Grand Canyon, which isn't surprising, really.
Mm.
Number two was the Great Barrier Reef. Then Disney World was third. And I think the South Island in New Zealand was fourth.
Was it? That's where Rob and I are going on holiday.
Wow! Lucky you!
Yeah, we're leaving on Saturday. The tickets arrived this morning. We're really excited.
I'm sure. How long are you going for?
2 weeks. And, of course, it's summer over there now. 2 weeks of sunshine. I can't wait.
Nice. Where are you staying?
We're staying with friends for a week. They live in Christchurch. Then we're going on a package cycling tour for 3 days.
Cycling for 3 days? Wow. That sounds like hard work.
Well, it's not all cycling. Sometimes we're driving to places in a tour bus and then cycling when we get there.
Oh, right.
What about you? Are you having a holiday this year?
No, I'm not going anywhere. But I've videoed that programme, so I'll watch it again instead.
Recording 7.2.
We're leaving on Saturday.
How long are you going for?
2 weeks. We're
staying with friends for a week.
We're driving to places in a tour bus.
Are you having a holiday this year?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Recording 7.3.
There are a lot of t-shirts.
There are a few CDs.
There aren't many CDs.
There's lots of makeup.
There's a bit of toothpaste.
There's a little toothpaste.
There isn't much toothpaste.
There's some tea.
There are some towels.
Is there any sun cream?
Are there any t-shirts?
There isn't any coffee.
There aren't any jackets.
Recording 7.4. 1.
A piece of chewing gum.
2.
A bottle of perfume.
3.
A packet of tea.
4.
A roll of film.
5.
A bar of soap.
6.
A pair of shorts.
7.
A tube of toothpaste.
Recording 7.5.
Okay, I'm ready, I think.
Wow, that was quick.
Well, we don't need many clothes. It's summer over there, remember?
Are you taking any sun cream?
No, I'm not. We can get that there. I suppose you're taking lots of pairs of shoes.
Yes. Is that a problem?
Well, only because I'll probably have to carry them.
No, you won't. I can carry my own suitcase.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one before. Oh, by the way, I'm taking some CDs. Have you got any requests?
Well, let's just say I don't want to take any of yours. Anyway, I'm taking a few books. I like reading when I'm on holiday.
Books are heavy. How many are you taking?
Oh, just one or two. Rob?
Yes?
Have you got any room in your suitcase?
Maybe. Why?
Oh, there are just some things I can't get in mine.
Such as?
Let's see. There's my camera and some rolls of film. My walking boots, few T-shirts. Oh, and a packet of tea.
Tea?
Well, I can't live without tea. And you can't get good tea outside the UK.
OK. Where are all these things, anyway?
There, on the chair.
What? All that? What's in that bag?
Oh, just a bit of makeup.
Do you need all that?
Well, you know what I look like without any makeup.
True. You should definitely take the makeup.
Hey!
But maybe you can leave the tea.
Recording 7.6.
Ariel Amazon Towers. Ariel Amazon Towers is one of the most incredible hotels I've ever stayed in. It's in the middle of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, about 60 kilometers from Manaus, the nearest city. What makes it so special is that most of the hotel is up in the trees, 30 meters above the ground. There are two excellent restaurants, and after dinner, you can go for a drink in one of the four treetop bars. Or you can go swimming in one of the hotel's beautiful pools and watch the monkeys and birds in the trees above you. There are also lots of things to do nearby. I went for a long walk in the rainforest with an excellent local guide and saw plants, trees, birds, and animals of every description. You can also go to local villages for the day, or go on a boat trip along the River Amazon and go fishing for piranhas. Every day is an adventure. I was never bored in the 3 days I was there. Ariel Amazon Towers has 278 rooms and suites, including a Tarzan suite, and it costs around $120 a night. It rains a lot from December to June, so the best time to visit is from July to November.
Jules Undersea Lodge. I was worried when I arrived in Florida because the hotel I was staying in was underwater and I couldn't dive. But after a 3-hour class, I was able to dive down to the hotel with an instructor. You can get a full diving certificate in 3 days. Jules Undersea Lodge began as a research laboratory in the 1970s, and it's unusual for many reasons. Firstly, it's very small, just 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, and a shared living room. Also, there aren't any staff in the lodge. They're on land. But they monitor the hotel 24 hours a day, and you can get room service any time you want. The first evening I was there, I ordered a pizza, and half an hour later, a diver delivered it to me at the hotel. During the day, you can go diving or snorkeling, or go for an underwater walk. And you should definitely go on a tour of the nearby shipwreck, an experience you'll never forget. But the best moment was waking up and seeing hundreds of tropical fish watching me through my bedroom window. The lodge isn't cheap. One night costs $499 per person. But it doesn't matter when you go. It's always wet.
Recording 7.7.
Of. Of.
From. From.
Ah.
And. An.
Can. Can.
4. F.
2. T.
Was. Was.
Recording 7.8. 1.
Hello, reception.
This is John Linton, room 28. I'm sorry, but I've got a bit of a problem. My breakfast hasn't arrived, and I ordered it for 7 o'clock. I wonder if you could check for me.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that, Mr. Linton. I'll call the kitchen immediately.
Oh, and I wonder if I could have some more towels, please. I dropped mine in the bath last night.
Right, I'll send some up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
2.
Can I help you, sir?
I certainly hope so. I'm afraid I've got a complaint. I'm in room 102 and it's much too noisy. It's right next to the lift and I didn't sleep at all last night.
I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid there isn't another room available today. We're fully booked.
Right. Could I speak to the manager, please?
If you take a seat, I'll tell him you'd like to see him.
Thank you.
3.
Excuse me, could you help me?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Gibson. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, but I think there's something wrong with the TV. Would you mind sending someone to look at it, please?
Of course. I'll send someone up straight away. It's room 12, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Oh, and we're leaving today, of course.
Yes, that's fine. Checkout is at 12 o'clock.
So, there is a room available today?
Yes, but it's already booked, I'm afraid. Ah, here's the manager, Mr. Jones. I'm sure he'll be able to help you.
Are you the manager?
Yes, I am.
Well, I've never stayed in such a terrible hotel in my life. The towels...
Recording 7.9. 1. A.
I'm sorry, but I've got a bit of a problem.
B.
I'm sorry, but I've got a bit of a problem.
2. A.
I wonder if you could check for me.
B.
I wonder if you could check for me.
3. A.
I wonder if I could have some more towels, please.
B.
I wonder if I could have some more towels, please.
4. A.
I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
B.
I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
5. A.
Could I speak to the manager, please?
B.
Could I speak to the manager, please?
6. A.
Could you help me?
B.
Could you help me?
Recording 7.10.
I'm sorry, but I've got a bit of a problem.
I wonder if you could check for me.
I wonder if I could have some more towels, please.
'I'm afraid I've got a complaint.
Could I speak to the manager, please?
Could you help me?
Recording 8.1.
I live in an opal mining town called Cooba Pedy in Australia. It's in the desert, about 850 kilometres north of Adelaide, the nearest city. I lived in Adelaide for 7 years before I moved to Cooba Pedy, but I prefer living here. The strange thing about this town is that 80% of the people live underground. This is because it's usually over 50 degrees in the summer and below freezing in winter. But the best thing about these underground houses is that it's always about 25 degrees, so we don't need air conditioning or central heating. My family and I have lived in this house for 5 years. It's just like a normal house, but without any windows.
I live on a houseboat on the River Seine with my husband Alain and our daughter Isabel. I met Alain 8 years ago when I was on a holiday here in Paris. I'm from Ireland originally, you see. We've been married for 6 years and I've lived here since our wedding day. The boat has got everything we want. A kitchen, a big living room, 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, central heating and a small garden. Alain's lived on this boat since 1995. He never wants to live anywhere else, and neither do I. The best thing about our home is that it moves. We can leave tomorrow and go anywhere we want.
Recording 8.2.
What's his name?
How long have you known him?
Where did you first meet him?
Where does he live?
How long has he lived there?
Where did he live before that?
Where does he work or study?
How long has he been there?
When did you last see him?
Recording 8.3.
You know Richard, my new boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, his parents have invited us to dinner this evening.
Oh, how lovely!
And I don't want to do anything wrong. Could you give me some advice?
Yes, of course. What do you want to know?
Okay, the first thing, what time should I arrive?
Well, you shouldn't arrive late. British people are usually on time, as you know.
Not even a few minutes?
Well, a few minutes is okay. But it's a bit rude to arrive more than 15 minutes late.
Right. Should I take something to eat, like cake or ice cream?
We don't often take food, but we usually take something for the hostess, like flowers or a bottle of wine or some chocolates.
That's good to know.
And when you meet someone you don't know, it's polite to shake hands. British people often kiss their friends, but not people they don't know.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
Oh, another thing. You must ask the hostess if you can smoke. Most British people don't smoke and think it's rude to smoke at the dinner table.
Right.
Oh, and you should wait for the hostess to start eating first. And you must say you like the food, even if it's terrible. Anything else? Oh, yes. British people like to sit and talk for an hour or two after they've had dessert. So you shouldn't leave immediately after the meal.
Right. And is there anything I shouldn't talk about?
No, not really. You can talk about anything. Places you've been to, work, family, and the weather, of course. But you shouldn't ask people how much they earn.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's really useful.
No problem. I'm sure you'll have a great time. So, what are you going to wear?
Recording 8.4. 1. A.
You shouldn't arrive late.
B.
You shouldn't leave immediately.
2. A.
You must ask the hostess.
B.
And you must say you like the food.
3. A.
We don't often take food.
B.
Most British people don't smoke.
Recording 8.5.
Mmm, this is delicious.
Thank you, Antonia.
Yes, Mum's food is always delicious.
Have you been to England before, Antonia?
Yes, when I was 16, I came here to study English. I went to a language school in Bath.
And where have you been this time?
Well, last week I went back to Bath to visit some friends. That was really nice.
And what are you planning to do with the rest of your time here?
Oh, I don't know, really.
Well, you should go to Cambridge to see the university. It's really beautiful. We've got some friends there. I'm sure you can stay with them if you like.
That sounds good. Thank you.
And Richard should take you to London to see the sights, of course.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, yes. And you must go on the London Eye while you're there.
What's that?
It's a big wheel, about 150 metres high. You can see the whole city from the top. It's wonderful.
That sounds amazing. And I want to go to Oxford Street to do some shopping.
Oh, no.
I need to buy some presents for my family back in Italy, and I want to get some new clothes. Maybe we can go next Saturday, Richard?
Clothes shopping in London on a Saturday afternoon? You're joking.
Richard!
Recording 8.6.
On Around the World this week, we're looking at giving presents in different cultures. With me is travel writer Neil Palmer. Welcome to the programme, Neil.
Thank you.
Now, everyone gives presents, of course, but it isn't as easy as that, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. In some places, like China, for example, it's polite to refuse a present once or twice before accepting it. If you accept it immediately, people might think you're greedy. And you should give the present with both hands, not just one hand.
Oh, that's interesting.
And even opening presents can be a problem. In most Western countries, like England or the USA, people want you to open the present when they give it to you. But in places like Thailand and Vietnam, it's very rude to open a present immediately. You should keep the present and open it when you get home.
And is there anything you shouldn't give as a present?
Well, that depends on the country. In Japan, you must never give anything you can cut with, like knives or scissors, as these are a symbol of death.
Oh dear, that could be embarrassing.
Yes, and in both Japanese and Chinese, the word for four means death, so you shouldn't give anyone an even number of things. That's why in Japanese department stores, you always buy glasses in sets of five or seven.
In the UK, we often give flowers. Is that the same all over the world?
Yes, but you still need to be careful. In countries like Turkey, for example, you shouldn't give your hostess white flowers. People only give white flowers at funerals. And you must give an odd number of flowers. An even number is unlucky.
I never knew giving presents was so difficult. Neil Palmer, thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
It was a pleasure.
Recording 8.7.
But it isn't as easy as that, is it?
If you accept it immediately, people might think you're greedy.
And is there anything you shouldn't give as a present?
Recording 8.8.
It's very rude to open a present immediately. It's very rude to open a present immediately. You shouldn't give anyone an even number of things. You shouldn't give anyone an even number of things. You always buy glasses in sets of five or seven. You always buy glasses in sets of five or seven. and you must give an odd number of flowers. And you must give an odd number of flowers.
Recording 8.9.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you from, Bruce?
The capital, Edinburgh.
Oh, I'm going there next month on business. So what's Edinburgh like?
Fantastic. It's very cosmopolitan, and the city itself is very beautiful. The centre's a bit touristy, but the city still has lots of tradition. And, of course, there's Edinburgh Castle, which is amazing.
Is Scotland similar to England?
No, it's quite different. We have the same currency as England, but we have our own banknotes, and we have our own language, Gaelic. But don't worry, everybody speaks English. With a Scottish accent, of course.
I must admit I don't know much about Scotland.
Most people don't. They know that men sometimes wear a kilt, which is like a skirt, but for men, and that we play a musical instrument called the bagpipes. And of course, Scottish whisky is one of the most famous drinks in the world. But Scotland's much more than that.
So, what are the people like?
Well, they're quite reserved, but they really like foreign visitors, and they're always very welcoming and friendly.
Hmm. And what's the weather like?
It can be quite wet and windy, and the winters are freezing. But on a warm, sunny day, there's nowhere better in the world.
And what's the food like?
Ah, delicious. Have you heard of haggis?
Yes, but I don't know what it is.
Basically, it's a sheep's heart, cut up and cooked in the sheep's stomach.
Ooh, it sounds horrible.
I know, but it's really good. When did you say you were going?
In August.
Brilliant. You'll be there for the Edinburgh Festival. Now that is an experience. Lots of street theatre, comedy and music. It goes on for nearly a month.
That sounds great. Is it easy to get tickets for things?
Recording 8.10.
What's the city like? What are the people like? What's the weather like? What's the food like?